Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is June 3rd, 2018. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But before we begin, a brief reminder to all viewers. The Astrology News Report needs your financial support to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. Mars is the planet of actions. Starting on May 2nd, Mars began transiting through sidereal Capricorn. This past week, the planet of action and force began its months-long conjunction with Ketu, the significator of the unmanifest, the unseen world. Capricorn is the manager sign of the zodiac, all about setting goals and organizing things and working towards tangible results. Mars in Capricorn is considered to be exalted. Normally, this is a great combination for accomplishments. But while transiting in Capricorn, Mars is forced to team up with Ketu, a slow-moving eclipse point that entered Capricorn back in September. In Vedic astrology, Ketu is the significator of past karma. So Mars, conjoining with Ketu, brings actions and past karma together, suggesting a sort of chickens coming home to roost energy pattern. This combination also shows up as actions leading to unforeseen events. Therefore, with Mars conjunct Ketu, you have to be careful that your actions don't end up causing unintended consequences. A couple of weeks ago, Trump initiated an investigation into whether the FBI spied on his 2016 presidential campaign by inserting an agent into his campaign staff. The much-ballyhooed investigation, dubbed Spygate by POTUS himself, backfired on him last week when Republican leaders declared that the FBI had done no wrong, and even Judge Napolitano, Fox News regular, debunked Trump's claims. Note that the Mars-Ketu conjunction is happening in Trump's sixth house, his natal house of struggle, difficulty, and litigation. But perhaps the most outstanding example of what Mars conjunct Ketu can do to an individual's chart is the case of Roseanne Barr. Her birth data, with time of birth, is published, so we do have an accurate Vedic birth chart for her. Here it is. So we see a Capricorn ascendant, with Saturn, the ruler of the ascendant, in the auspicious ninth house, combined with Neptune, planet of fantasy. And there's an exalted Taurus moon in the fifth. Not a bad chart, and lots of Earth sign factors, indicating a real appreciation for the sensual enjoyments of the material plane. A real Earth mama. But her natal chart has a near exact Mars-Uranus opposition, a combination that makes her naturally impulsive and volatile. She is currently in a Saturn-Rahu period, with Saturn being the ruler of her Capricorn ascendant and Rahu occupying the ascendant. Thus, the planetary period and subperiod give a double activation of the very sector of her chart that the Mars-Ketu transit is affecting. Now note that the rising degree is 14 degrees Capricorn. Last week, Mars and Ketu were conjunct in the 10 to 13 degree area of Capricorn, in other words, close enough to the most personal part of Roseanne's chart to have a major impact. The combination of Mars and Ketu can be very incendiary, leading to swift action. Only hours after her racist tweet was posted, ABC canceled her show. Venus is the planet of relationship, harmony, compromise, and agreement. For the past couple of weeks, Venus has been in Gemini, where it has been receiving the direct aspect of retrograde Saturn. Saturn is the reality check planet, the planet of restriction, the planet of the established order. Last week, the Trump-Kim summit was called off by Mr. Trump, but then sort of, kind of, reinstated, and then up in the air again, and now seems to be scheduled, again, for June 12th in Singapore. The problem is, both leaders are trying to preload the encounter with expectations that play to their base. That's Venus, planet of agreement, trying to make nice with Saturn, the reality check planet. But will it really happen? Before the date of the scheduled meeting, Venus, planet of agreement and negotiations, will be changing signs, leaving Gemini and entering Cancer on June 8th. Problem is, once in Cancer, Venus will come under the influence of malefic Mars, the planet of force and conflict. So, even if there is a meeting, the astrology pattern indicates there's a strong potential for things to go sour. Already, Trump is signaling that this could be just a meet and greet. Another example of agreement that failed to be reached. After an election in which no party won a majority, a coalition of two populist parties was shut out of gaining control of the Italian parliament, resulting in a temporary government and the need to have another immediate election. But now the president of Italy has relented, and the populists will be allowed to form a government. Again, that's Venus being faced with Saturn, the reality check planet. Venus is also the planet of art and pleasure, and thus entertainment. Again, Saturn is the reality check planet. Last week, after racist remarks were posted on Twitter by its star, ABC Network canceled the Roseanne show. Roseanne was ABC's big hit show. Canceling it will cost the network many millions in revenue. Venus is value, Saturn is reality and restriction. And in another instance of Venus versus Saturn, Venus won. Venus is the planet of sex and reproduction. Saturn is the established order. Ireland had a referendum on their Eighth Amendment, which prevented any abortions of any kind in that Roman Catholic country. The anti-Eighth voters won a resounding victory, which now begins the process of repealing this strict anti-abortion law. Taking a look at what's going on in the USA Vedic chart. Last week, the Trump administration went ahead and imposed a 25% tariff on steel imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union, which is causing quite a kerfuffle in international trade relations. Saturn, the planet of restriction, is transiting in the USA chart's ascendant, sending its energy across the chart and afflicting the seventh house of partner countries. There, in the seventh house, lie four of the USA natal planets, including natal Jupiter and natal Venus, both significators of wealth and finance. These USA trading partners are calling foul and are already retaliating with tariffs on US exports. Again, Mars is the planet of actions, K2 is the planet of the unseen. Together it adds up to unforeseen consequences and, in this case, likely a trade war. Note, too, that Mars and K2 are transiting in the USA chart's second house, the house of the country's finances. Predictions. The tariff actions by the Trump administration will have unforeseen consequences down the road that affect the USA financial situation, if not directly, then as a trigger mechanism for a financial crisis. Okay, that's it for this week. And now I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks. And until next week.